ever envision that you and Kirk Cousins would be matched up against each other in the NFL?
It's pretty crazy to look back at our freshman year. Me, him, and Brian Hoyer, Connor Dixon, John Van Dam, we're all in the same quarterback room. It's crazy, but at that time, Kirk has always been extremely talented. He's always been an extremely hard worker, a great leader. So it doesn't surprise me at all the success he's had, the success he had at Michigan State, and he's continued on. And he was a great teammate, you know, to me at Michigan State, and I know he's a great teammate for the Redskins. So I'm really happy for him.
Did you guys stay in close touch after you left Michigan State?
Oh, we stay in touch, but, I mean, we're both so busy. I mean, I was at Arizona starting school, getting acclimated to my teammates, and he was, you know, continuing to excel at Michigan State. But it was one of those things where you text each other every now and then just to, you know, say hi and, you know, hope all is well.
You've spoken to us about how tough a decision it was to transfer and what kind of influence that had in your life. You didn't leave because of Kirk's presence or Nick's presence. Right? Was it a different reason that you transferred?
I mean, you're 18 years old. I had originally committed to Arizona State, and I had gone through there was a coaching change there, and a lot of different, it's a long story, but eventually went to Michigan State, and I was thankful for that year. But at the end of the year, I decided that, you know, it was best for me just as a person to try to go elsewhere, just somewhere that was a little closer to home, somewhere that was more acclimated to, try to stay in the state of Texas. No one wanted me. So eventually, you know, Arizona gave me opportunity, and I am thankful each and every day because I met my wife there. I had a great career there with all my teammates, met some amazing people, and then always stayed close with the guys at Michigan State and always cheered them on. Coach D'Antonio, stayed in touch with him to this day and think very, very highly of him. Doesn't surprise me at all what he did with that program because he was the reason I went to Michigan State, and I was thankful for the opportunity.
It was not because of the competition that you
came. No, it was just one of those things where I had to really just sit back and just say, what do I want? What do I want to do? And talked with my family, prayed about it, and sat down with Coach D'Antonio one day, and it was the toughest decision I ever made. But I knew in my gut that I was making the right decision, and after that decision, didn't look back, and everything worked out.
I'm sorry, how much do you follow that quarterback class that you came out? Do you, and how much, if so, do you follow those other guys in that same draft with you?
The same draft or at Michigan State?
No, the same draft, the 2012 draft.
I mean, you follow them, but, I mean, because a lot of them are playing right now. But, I mean, you can't help but follow them and see what they're doing. And it was a good draft class, for sure.
Nick, if you knew you were going to be the starting quarterback at Michigan State, would you have transferred?
I would have transferred. It had nothing to do with football. It had to do with my decision as a young man, just trying to decide what was best. I was going to have an opportunity to, you know, compete, but it had to do with in my gut. I had to trust my gut. I prayed about it and trusted my gut. And like I said, I met my wife at Arizona, and the good Lord took me there for a reason. So I'm very thankful for that.
What will it be like for you to see Deshaun on the field in another uniform?
I mean, it'll be nice to see him pregame, say hi to him, and you know, it'll be great. I had great times with him. We had a lot of great games, a lot of great hookups on the field. So I enjoyed my time with him as a teammate, so it'll be nice to see him. But at the same time, we're playing against the Redskins, so we're going to be competing each and every down to beat him. I mean, they're going to be doing the same thing to us. So I know he's going to go out there and be ready to go, just like we have to be ready to go.
How would you describe Kirk Cousins as a quarterback? What would you say about him?
I mean, he's a tremendously hard worker. Like I said, he's a great leader, both on and off the field. He's got a great family. He has a strong arm. He can make plays on his feet. Very intelligent, will recognize coverages, recognize blitzes. He's a very, very solid quarterback.
How long did it take you to adjust to, one, having a couple of new guys to throw to, including Darren and Jordan as well, and secondly, adjusting to not having Deshaun?
I mean, you play football for so long, you get used to throwing the football. It's not like I've thrown the football forever, so you're not – you definitely get used to and get on the same page, but, I mean, we had the whole offseason. We had the camp to get used to it, and I feel very comfortable throwing to those guys, and Deshaun's a great receiver, but, you know, I have great receivers here that make plays for me and do a great job. I love my teammates.
As you watch film from Monday's game, did you feel you made the improvements you wanted from the Jaguars game?
definitely made improvements before. Still continue to work this week to make things better. Continue to be accurate. Continue to get the ball in the right place. If I don't have it downfield, work on checkdowns. It's just an ongoing process that will never stop.
Nick, how big of a rush was it to win in Indianapolis? You know, on a last drive, fourth quarter comeback, you know, knowing the history of the other guy, how big a rush was it? For a little bit.
It is a great feeling. It is a tremendous feeling, especially having Cody go out there and kick two of them. And just for the guys to stick together, to have a drive at the end, Ertz made a big play. We get a little screen game. Darren had an amazing game. So it was great. You know, defense got some turnovers, special teams, everything. I think the biggest thing is I look back and just I'm proud of the guys for sticking together through another adverse situation. And ending the way we did in a, you know, very tough place to play against an extremely tough team. But it was a short week this week, so when we got on that plane ride, you're already thinking about, you know, you have to make corrections and you have to move on because we knew we had the Redskins coming up.
What does it say for this team that you guys are 2-0, and I'm sure you'd admit you haven't even played to your potential yet?
I mean, you always have to keep getting better. That's the goal each and every week. It's the NFL. You're playing against guys that are very talented that – you know, those guys are crossing the ball. I mean, those coaches are getting paid. They're the best at what they do. So the goal is to get better and better each and every week. And there's a lot to get better from the last game. So I was excited to come out here like I am every day and to work on improving.
Like, is it something, just seem like you've missed some open guys, made some drops, but yeah, the team's still 2-0.
We have a very strong knit group in the locker room that sticks together. The big thing is no pointing of fingers because we know guys – I know I'm going to make a mistake. I have to move forward. They trust me to move forward just like everybody else on this team. I trust if something goes wrong that we're going to stay in this together and support each other like a family because that's the key. In those situations, you have to because if you turn on each other, there's no way you're going to win a game.
Nick, with Kerrigan and Arakpo, is this one of the toughest pass rushers you'll face?
Both of them are very talented pass rushers, but I count on my O-line to make the plays just like – each and every week, those guys are going to block for me, and they're going to do a tremendous job like they always do.
All right.